All right, so this is Ray Higdon, and, you know, tonight what I want to talk about is I want to talk about how to get out of your head, how to get out of your head and really start building your business. And I'll tell you, there are two dimensions that I'm going to talk about tonight that have to do with getting in your own way. Now, the first one is very easily to identify, and it is the majority of people in network marketing that are not having success. The second one is not so easy. It's actually kind of difficult, because the second part of what I'm going to discuss here tonight is it's kind of your blind spot. It's kind of that part in the mirror that you can't see from where you are seated or where you are standing. And I'm going to talk about that tonight, because a lot of you suffer from that one and you don't even know it. And so let's talk about that first. The first dimension that the majority of network marketers are in is they're in their head. They are they want to get everything perfect. They are studying every single thing about the company, the compensation plan, the product, good and bad, spending time finding articles that say yay, finding articles that say nay. They maybe they've even had the courage to make a list. Maybe they've had the courage to make a list of people that they're going to reach out to, and then they systematically go through that list and disqualify each and every one of them in their own head. Oh, Richard would never be interested in this because he just got that promotion at work. Oh, Susie would never do this because she did that a few years ago and it didn't work out. Oh, Joe would never do this because he's got a grandbaby on the way. This is the person, this is the majority of network marketers not having success, is they are in their head. They are not reaching out to people. They are doing everything possible. Maybe they are constructing spreadsheets. Maybe they are straightening their desk and sharpening their pencils. Maybe they are going to Office Max or Office Depot or whatever kind of home office supplies store, and they're getting that snazzy, jazzy journal. They're getting that real nice binder. They're getting that new mouse pad because they know that they're going to be signing up so many people. They're getting every single thing. They're watching. They're on every single webinar. In fact, they're on tonight's webinar. They're listening to audios. You know, but they're not talking to people. This person, and maybe, you know, back in the day, back before pre-internet, they couldn't even fool themselves that they were doing something useful. Okay? Couldn't even fool themselves. Now with the internet, you can fool yourself that you're doing something useful. Well, Ray, you don't understand, because I'm learning, SEO, PPC, LMNOP, I'm learning this and that. You don't understand, Ray. I'm going to do it like the big guys do it. I'm going to do it where people are begging to sign up with me, and you just don't understand. I'm doing all this. It's going to take me, X numbers. And that is the majority of people. And I want you to understand how deadly that is. It's very deadly, because I want you to think about why you're in this business. Why are you in this business? Is it because you wanted to spend more time with your family? Is it because you wanted to help some people? Is it because you wanted to be able to travel more? Is it because you wanted to have more fun? Whatever those reasons, you are selfishly not truly going after those things. When you are not talking to people, when you are not reaching out to other people and trying to introduce them to your opportunity, you're being very selfish. You're being very selfish, very self-centered, and focused on your self-image, because you're so worried about what people will say. You're so worried about that unanswered question. You're so worried that you won't get it just right and someone might laugh at you. And that is somebody that is selfish. It's selfish. You know, did any of the great leaders of change, did they ever wait to get something perfect? Did they ever sit and contemplate, you know, and not take action? No, they always took action, or else you wouldn't know who they were. You would have no idea who any leader of change would be unless they actually changed. So you have to change. And this is something you have to realize. If you want something that you've never had, you have to be willing to do something that you've never done. You have to be willing to go out of your comfort zone. You know, I was having a conversation with a good friend of mine. And this is somebody that every person on here, you know, I could say his name, you guys would know him, and you would see him as a leader. And he was recently on my points challenge. This is a, you know, I think most of you know this, but a points challenge is where you track your profit-producing points each and every day, and you systematically, you track them. You know, you hit a 10-point goal every single day, and that guarantees that you're going to, you know, at least move closer toward your goals. Sometimes you get results, sometimes, you know, you don't, but you're certainly much more likely to get results if you're using a points-based system on profit-producing activities. And so it was such a powerful conversation that I had with this gentleman. And he said, "You know what, Ray, I almost didn't want to join your team." And I said, "Why is that?" And he said, "Because I was scared of being accountable. I was scared that this was something that I couldn't get into and then just flake out and fluff off and not do it. I knew that if I did it with you, I would have to do it. I would have to report every single day. And I was worried about that." And he said, "But you know what? That feeling of discomfort, that agony that I went through of making that decision, it was one of the best decisions I've ever made because I had more performance in the last 21 days than I've ever had in my business." Now, do you see that the majority of network marketers out there, they come to that fork in the road and they take the easy way? They take the easy path. They go the other way. You know, when they're looking at that phone, and a phone weighs 800 pounds, and they're looking at it, and they have a decision to make, they go make a sandwich. Instead of making an actual decision for their business and for their life and for their family and for their friends and for the people that are actually in their life that deserve an opportunity, they go and make a sandwich. They go and straighten the garage. They go and sharpen their pencils. But you see, if you're ever going to have different results in your life than you've ever had in the past, you have to choose the tougher road. You have to go the uncomfortable way. No one ever climbed the ladder of success comfortably in comfy shoes and in comfy clothing and in a nice pillow cushion seat. No one ever climbed that ladder. You climbed it by climbing one nasty rung after another. You climbed it by doing the things you did not want to do. And not only did you not want to do them, but you had every reason not to. You could tell your friends and family why you didn't, and they would agree with you. They would say, "You know what, that's okay. It's okay not to have success. It's okay to not have done that because I wouldn't do it either." And that's the problem, is you will get universal agreement to your mediocrity unless you truly want to change. Unless you truly want to change. Now, some of you are on here and you're living in the past. The majority of people live in the past. Some of you are on here and you're beating yourself up because you didn't win the last contest. It's been gnawing at you every single day since you didn't win it. And it's been beating you up. And it's caused a coma-like, you know, in your action. You're in an action coma because you're still beating yourself up. Some of you are beating yourself up because 10 years ago you had a great opportunity and you failed at it. Some of you are beating yourselves up because you had it rocking and rolling in a certain industry, such as real estate, such as another network marketing company, and you're just beating yourself up every day about it. You know what? That's also selfish. You're robbing your presence. You're robbing your presence from all the people around you. All the people around you that want you to have success, you're robbing them because you're too damn selfish about your self-image. You're too selfish about how you look because you want to look good. You want to look good and you're upset because at some point in your life you didn't. And so you're continually reliving those past failures, filling up your entire future, so you got nothing new going on. When I talk to somebody 6 months ago and, you know, 6 months later, if they're still in the same exact state, I know they're living in the past. They're still living 6 months from now, they'll still be exactly where they were 2 years ago. They're still beating themselves up over lost opportunities. Well, you know what? That's gone. It's over. You know, that is like, someone that severs, has a huge gash in their arm and it's pouring blood out. They're losing blood by the pint and they go around town telling everyone how bad their arm is bleeding instead of do something about it. And so they bleed to death. Except this death is a slow one. It's a slow one that lasts an entire lifetime. There are people that are still living their childhoods, where they were beaten, or where they had problems. They're still reliving that. And they're taking it out on every person they run into, robbing them of their presence, robbing them of any kind of potential power, of any kind of potentially new relationship, any kind of potentially new outcome, rather than negative crap. If you want to have something different, you gotta change. Now, I want to talk about the second group. So the first group, these are people that simply don't talk to anybody because they've already figured out in their head that they're going to say no anyway, so why even bother? And so they're robbing those friends of theirs that are in their cell phone that are going through foreclosure right now. There are people in your cell phone looking for an opportunity, but you're too selfish to call them. There are people in your cell phone that have been let go from their job. You know, I talked to 3 people in the last 7 days that have lost their jobs. 3 people. Now, they all happen to be in Numis, right? But I can guarantee if they were not, I certainly would tell them about it. I would at least present the information and provide an option. And see, that's what we do. We present information, we provide options, except some of you are forgetting both of those steps. Some of you think it's just going to be someone's going to stop by your house magically, see how organized you are, and say, "Wow, I would love to do whatever it is that you're doing." Guess what? That'll never happen. Never happen. You're not going to have a drive-by sign-up. People aren't going to drive by the house and smell, you know, smell something in the air, pull into your driveway and with a pen in hand ready to join. That's not going to happen. You have to get out there and tell people. You have to get out there and present the information. I'm not talking about closing them. I'm not talking about, you know, begging them or bugging them and annoying them or you know, throwing the product through the window, whatever. I'm not talking about that. You at least have to present the information. Now, let's talk about that second group. First group never talks to anybody. They're all wrapped up in their head. They've already defeated themselves or they're living from a past defeat. Second group. These are people that are talking to people. And they say, "Well, Ray, I'm talking to people. I talk to X number of people every single day. Every single day, I talk to X number of people." But what's actually going on is you're not convinced of you. You're not convinced of you. You haven't bought you. If you were approaching you, you wouldn't sign up with you. If you have no conviction with who you are and why you are someone of value, no one's going to sign up. People aren't going to sign up. You know, is somebody going to come up, sign up with somebody that says, "Hey, I got this business, and you might be interested in it. If you are, I can get you information. But if you're not, I totally understand." Of course not. If you are going to build a large business, don't you have to have some conviction? Don't you have to have that you have the hottest thing on the planet? Don't you have to be excited? You know, people, if you just go around town and you don't know a darn thing about the product, the comp plan, the founders, or anything, you know absolutely nothing, but you're just excited, people are going to ask you, "What the heck's going on? What's up with that guy? I want what he's having." There is no screen tonight. I had someone ask me. I knew it would happen. I told you guys. Earlier on, I announced that this is just an audio for you guys. And so, understand, you have to buy you. You have to buy you. Okay? You have to know that you have the same amount of blood pumping through your veins as any leader in the history of mankind. You have the same number of organs. You have the same type of teeth. You have the same lungs. You have the same mental capacity of anybody out there that has ever achieved anything. It is your attitude that is the difference. It is your attitude that will determine what is going to happen to you. It's going to determine it. You have to buy you. You have to. You have to be the best thing going in this economy. And it doesn't matter if I sit here and convince you of how great this is or how great that is. It doesn't matter. None of that matters if you don't buy you. Because they're buying you. They're not buying a product. They're not buying a comp plan. They're not buying a founder. They're initially buying you. You have to be willing to buy you. So you got to look at yourself. You got to look at yourself hard. And you got to really believe that you have what it takes. You have to believe that you have what it takes. There is no special talent. There is no special ability. It isn't about how, if you can write with both hands. It isn't if you lettered in school in a certain sport. None of that matters. It's your attitude. That is what is going to separate the people that make it happen from the people that do not. Now, it's very clear, regardless of what your attitude is, if you don't talk to people, it ain't going to happen for you. Done deal, nail in the coffin, game over. But for those of you who are talking to people and you're not getting any results, Ray, I talk to 30 people a day, none of them like it. No. None of them are being convinced by your attitude. Not what you say. You know, people barely care what you say. It's how you say it. You know, everyone looks for the how-to. It's not the how-to, it's how you do the how-to. It is not. There is no magical phrase that universally works for someone that has a terrible attitude or doesn't believe in themselves. How can you possibly hope or think or believe that someone's going to believe in you if you don't believe in yourself? You got to believe in yourself. Now, these kind of talks, maybe it'll upset you. Maybe it'll piss you off. And you know what? That's what you need. You know what's better? Depression is the lowest form, is the lowest vibrational level of any emotion. Anger is better. If you're depressed, it's better to be angry. Get mad. Get focused. See that I am challenging you. I'm challenging you, saying that you have every single thing in your, every bone in your body is begging for success. Wants you to have the largeness of life, but too often we grasp onto the smallness within us. We search and we hunt and we find the smallness. How small can we be? How small of a box can we fit our entire body into because we're so weak and frail? When you could be as large as this universe, when you could spread your arms upon the horizon and all the powers of every planet in the galaxy would flow into you, and you could do whatever you wanted to do, you have that ability. You just have to have the awareness. Do you think that we're just bouncing around here for no reason? We're just bouncing around. What are you doing today? I'm attending a webinar. Might read a book. Is that life? Are we here to make something happen? Are we here to shake things up? Are we here to rattle some cages? You know, there's a lot of people that are on automatic pilot, and that, unfortunately, the destination is mediocrity. The destination is a life of, boy, I wish I would have taken that trip. I wish I would have talked to that person. I wish I would have just, you know, really decided. A lot of you haven't decided. A lot of you are sitting back and looking for reasons, grasping on to the smallness of this world, grasping on, wanting to find that reason why you're going to fail, wanting to find that reason. And I'll tell you here, I'm going to give you some pointers on how you can pinpoint what the problem is. Any type of the pinpointing of why someone is successful illegitimately is a problem. You know, let me give you an example. You know, when you have envy or when you criticize people of success, you are boldly displaying your subconscious mind. And I hear it all the time. You don't hear it. I hear it. Let me say that again. When you show your criticism of others that are successful, you're boldly displaying your subconscious mind. Now, in your conscious mind, and my good friend Noah St. John, he taught me this verbiage, this language. Your subconscious mind, your conscious mind wants success. You know, if I ask any one of you, hey, do you want to make $50,000 a month? Of course I do. No one's going to say, no, you know what, Ray, I just don't think so. I don't think I want that. Hey, you want to win that contest? Absolutely I do. Hey, you want to be receiving that great big check up on stage? Absolutely. Do you want that car? Of course I do. Do you want massive success? Yes. That's your conscious mind. But how you criticize others of success is how you boldly display the real stuff, the subconscious mind. You know, someone emailed me yesterday, and this is a person, and you know, he may be on here, but that's okay. It'll only help him grow if he is. Had a person email me yesterday, and he said, I think that recruiters should have to pay every person that they sponsor, they should have to pay half, because that would prevent them from mass recruiting. So there you go. There's his subconscious mind. His subconscious mind, what really is going on in his head is that it is impossible to recruit a lot of people into an organization and be ethical. So guess what he will never do? He'll never recruit a lot of people. Never recruit a lot of people. Never, it will never happen for him. You know, I had a high school friend of mine. When I won the the BMW 7 Series $100,000 car, sent me a little message. He said, "Man," and I hadn't talked to him much, you know, before or after. Sends me a little message, says, "Man, you've really changed since you won that big fancy car." Subconscious mind. So what does that mean? What does that statement mean? It means that he never wants to win something big because he doesn't want his friends to treat him differently. So where do we criticize people? Where do we criticize and say, "Yeah, he got their butt. Yeah, they got it going on, but if you look at... Yeah, sure, they did that, but really..." Your criticism of people that have the lifestyle that you want, that have the results that you want, is the bold display of your subconscious mind. You want to change that? How many people would like to improve that subconscious mind? Do you know that all results come from that? None of your results come from your conscious mind. None of them. You know, the little thoughts. Anybody on here? Raise your hand if you'd like to change the subconscious mind. Two of you. Three. Okay. A few more. I want you to take the areas in your life that you want to improve. The areas in your life that you're not happy about. Whether it is confidence. Whether it is living conditions. Whether it is money in the bank. Whether it is car, house, travel schedule, work schedule, whatever. Whatever areas in your life that you want to improve. And I want you to pick somebody. And it doesn't have to be anybody in network marketing. It can be a sports star. It could be an athlete. It could be a celebrity. It could be whatever. It could be whoever you want. I want you to find somebody that has what you would actually love to have. Whether it's the lifestyle, the money, the fame, the speaking ability, the confidence level, the fashion, whatever. And I want you to have gratitude for them. I want you to create a sense of, "Man, I'm so happy that they have that lifestyle. I'm so happy that they won that car. I'm so happy that that person won the lottery. I'm so happy that person is able to travel around the world with his family. I'm so happy that person went from tough conditions to great conditions. I'm so happy that person is so full of confidence." If you can start to rewrite that tape, which I can tell you is possible, it's absolutely possible for you to rewrite that tape in your head. If you can start to rewrite that tape in your head to where you start having a mentality of allowance, you know, a type of money allowance, a financial and abundance allowance, you will change the results in your life. You start having more gratitude than you have criticism of those that have the life that you want, you will change your life. You absolutely will. Every time, and you should be a guardian of how you think. Some of you have been thinking it for so long you don't even realize it. Some of you, and I hear it. I hear it all the time. You know, some of you think that you just got to do something shady to be wealthy. So guess what? You'll never be wealthy. Why? Because you don't want to be shady. Nobody does. No one wants to be shady. No one wants to do something illegal. No one wants to whatever, right? No one wants that. And if you associate wealth and abundance with being shady or illegal or cheating people. You know, I remember when I first started with Numis Network and I was climbing through the ranks. You know, at the time I was the number two income earner. And, I had a guy come up to me and, you know, I was recruiting a fair number of people. I mean, nothing too crazy, but I was recruiting a fair number of people. Guy came up to me and he said, yeah, that's cool and all. You're recruiting a lot of people, but I believe in supporting my people. Turned around and walked away. Right? So what's his subconscious saying? His subconscious is saying you can't have massive success and still be able to support a large team. And that is a very common belief. A lot of people believe that. That's why they don't recruit a lot of people. A lot of people believe that you simply can't recruit a lot of people and take care of them all. Well, have you ever heard of the word leverage? Leverage. Right now, this training is being recorded. You know, there's a couple hundred of you on here tonight, but tens of thousands of people will hear this recording because of the power of leverage. Is it at least conceivable or possible that someone could have a large team and by the power of leverage of tools, leverage of resources, leverage of other leaders, is it conceivably possible that somebody could support a very large team? Is it possible? You have to. You absolutely have to be willing to say yes to that. You have to be willing to say yes to it. And if you're not, you will never build a large business. You'll never build a large team. You'll never do it. You have to have it in your head that it's at least conceivably possible that you can build a large team by using tools, resources, other leaders, and leverage, or else you'll never get there. Now, I had someone tell me the other day, they said, yeah, Ray, I mean, you got a large team. Your phone must ring off the hook. Oh, your day must be crazy. Oh, I'd hate to get that many calls. Do you realize this person had invented a story about my schedule? You know, I manage my schedule very well. You know, my phone doesn't ring off the hook. I've created the lifestyle that I want. Now, I work hard. I support. No, there is no call that comes into me that goes unanswered. I will return every single person that ever calls me. I will call them back, especially if they're in the team. Right? But this person, do you think this person could have massive success unless they grasp the idea that they are self-sabotaging themselves? Can't happen. They don't want a hectic day, and they associate a hectic day with being successful. So if you don't want a hectic day, and you associate having a large team with having hectic days, then you will prevent yourself from ever having a large team. You won't know why. You'll spin your wheels. You'll talk to people. But there will always be a governor on your success. Always be. There will always be a point where you cannot surpass because you have it built in that if you get a little bit better, you're going to have a hectic day and you don't want those hectic days. Now, is that making sense? Are you guys getting that? Are you following that? How many of you on here are having a little bit, maybe some aha moments? Maybe kind of thinking about your situation. Okay? A lot of you. I can tell you, every single one of you, you've served your prison sentence. None of us have ever been perfect. Never been perfect. You know, I'm a perfect example of that. I mean, I moved out of my mom's house as a sophomore in high school, hung out with a terrible crowd, and you know what? It wasn't their fault. I was a terrible kid. Now, I'm not blaming my surroundings. I embraced it. I was a punk. Took me 5 years to finish high school. Right? Went through. Got a divorce. Right? Had tough times. You know, made some stupid decisions in business. Spent way too much money when I shouldn't have. Lived way above my means. But you know what? I've served my sentence. I don't have to keep beating myself up over my past mistakes. Some of you are beating yourself up every single morning. You get up and you think about those mistakes you made maybe even 10 years ago, maybe 20 years ago. You're thinking about them. And some of you go around town sharing every single problem you ever had with every single person you ever meet. And you wonder why they don't sign up. I told them how many mistakes I've made in my entire life, and they still didn't sign up. I don't understand it. Well, people don't want to, you're not going to attract. You attract who you are, not what you want. And so if you're somebody that is negative, that is talking about how bad things are, you're going to attract the same kind of people. And do those kind of people join network marketing companies? Of course not. No way. They're pyramids. No one negative or skeptical should join a network marketing company until they get that right in their head. Which they may never. There are people you will know throughout your lifetime that will be negative their entire life. It'll never change. No matter what you do, no matter what happens in their life, they could win the lottery and they complain about taxes. Right? Doesn't matter. You got to get that right in your head. And so, understand, when you are being critical of somebody that has the lifestyle, that has the results, that has the looks, that has the whatever that you want, that is your subconscious mind. And finally, you can look at it with a transparency. Because it's so hard. You know, if you sat down and I said, okay, all right, guys, I want you to write what's in your subconscious mind right now, you would be unable to do so. You can't. How could you? Or else it'd be your conscious mind. So you have to trick that stuff. You have to trick it out of coming out of the closet. You got to trick it. You got to do these little. You have to be. You have to have a magnifying glass on your thoughts. And when you see them, you know. That's what it is. That's what it is. So know that when you have limiting thoughts about other people's success, they are really your subconscious mind. And so once you, and this means now, this means now. Now some of you, maybe this will drive you into a self-analysis and you'll read, you know, Freud books and things like that. No. You can't work that stuff out in your head. You got to get out there. I can tell you right now, if you don't get into action, if you don't go and start doing things, you're going to fill that head right back up with the trash that you had before. Fill it right back up. You know, I was at a seminar that I highly recommend, Landmark. Went to the Forum, went to Advance. And they say that the past is like a Lamborghini, that if you don't fill up, if you don't fill up your future with something you're working toward, that past will come back and jump right back in your head. So you got to go out there and take massive action. You know, when you're taking massive action, you can't think about how bad things are. You just don't have time. You have to be willing to look at that person across the table and know that you got the best thing going. That you are someone of quality, someone of value, that you are someone that is up to something, that you are someone that people want to be around, that you are someone that the world is better off that you're here. And it is. There's a reason that you're on this call tonight. Because the world is better off because you are here. That you're here amongst us. Maybe you're the person that's going to touch people that no one else on planet Earth could have ever touched. Maybe you're that person that's going to instill belief in people that no one else on planet Earth could have ever instilled belief in. You have that power. And some of you, you're listening to that little voice in your head right now that says, oh, that's not me. He's not talking to me. Not me. Couldn't be me. I'm insignificant. I'm small. I'm itty bitty. I fit in a tiny little box. Nobody should fit in a tiny little box. No one is small. Every single person that you ever run into has the same exact potential. You have the same exact power, except some people are aware of it, some people embrace it, some people reject it, some people run from it, some people are scared of it. If you are not, if you are in a situation that you don't want to be in, if you have not reached the type of lifestyle that you desire, and you don't feel uncomfortable every day of the year, then you're just not that hungry. You're just not, you're not going after it. You have to feel physically uncomfortable to really go after and really attack and take a bite out of life. You're going to feel that uncomfortableness, but you got to keep going. Got to keep going. There are untold number of people that you are going to affect if you keep going. And there are untold number of people that are not going to have their lives changed if you stop. Those of you who truly want to impact the world, you got to embrace the fact that you have unlimited power and you can do anything you put your mind to it. And once you do that, and you have a structure, like as in a network marketing company, think about that. What if everybody on here started realizing they had unlimited power, and they only brought people on that realized they had unlimited power, and they had unlimited power, and they had unlimited power? Imagine the change that we would make on this planet. Imagine that. Imagine that power, because you have it. Every single one of you have so much power within you, but we're constantly playing to our smallness. Don't play to your smallness. Get out there and make it happen. Get out there and make it happen. So as you can tell, I mean, I'm fired up. I feel that as we, you know, as we come closer to this time that we're in, as you see what's going on in the media, you see, you know, people protesting, you see social and class warfare, you see political warfare, you see, you know, all these things going on in the world. You know, we're at a time when there are so many hopes being stomped upon. There's so many people that deserve so much more. And we have the power to access that. We have the power to help people access their greatness. Do they do this in corporate world? Do they do this in... No, they don't. We do it here. I've never been at a job where they had, you know, someone tell me that I could do it and how powerful I was and all this stuff. I've never been in that. I've never seen that. That model isn't this. This is the model. And if you like this feeling, if you like the feeling of knowing and hearing and being confirmed that you're an unlimited, powerful being, don't you want to share that with people? Don't you want other people that, instead of the mass mediocrity, instead of the distractive devices out there that are sucking away our creative energy, you know? I mean, each of us have the same mind that invented the turbine engine, that invented the generator, that invented electricity, that invented everything. But here we are, playing to our smallness. What if the world had more people that finally they ripped off the mask that society has placed on us, that we have to stay in our place, that we have to be this size. You have to be this size in life. What if more people in this world started ripping that mask off and saying, you know what? I want to play a little bigger. I want to play a bigger role in this world. I want to impact more lives. I want to maybe you want to run some big charities. Maybe you want to go educate some people. Maybe you want to go help people get water that aren't getting water. You know, maybe you want to go and lift people up that no one is currently lifting up. And maybe it's your story. Maybe you're someone that's, you know, lost their job, and there's so many people out there that lost their job that are depressed and they think they're worthless. They think that their employment status dictates their value, which it doesn't. Maybe you want to be that person that pumps them up. Maybe you want to be that person that creates that example of what's possible. You know, I love the fact I talk to people and they tell me, well, you don't understand, Ray. You know, I lost a lot of money and I'm in foreclosure and I don't have any money in the bank and you got it made. Well, that used to be me. I was in foreclosure. I had $300 in my bank account. I had my girlfriend going to work at the makeup counter to pay our utility bills because that was the only bill I had to pay. I didn't pay anything else. I've been there. I've been dead broke twice in my life. Dead broke twice in my life where every bill got paid late or at all. I've been there. But see, I can now, I have that access. I have that, I can speak to that. But why? Is it because I'm still there? Could I speak to it if I was still there? If I played to my smallness and said I'm a victim of my circumstances and I can't possibly get any better, could I possibly go help anybody? No. I could go cry the blues with everyone else. I could, you know, huddle around in a corner and say how Wall Street sucks and everybody else sucks and life would suck. But instead, I made a decision. I made a decision to move, to take action, to make it happen. And now I can share the story of triumph. A story of, this is where I was, this is where I wanted to go, this is where I went. Some of you know where you want to go, but you're not truly going after it to get there. And I'm encouraging you that you can do it. It doesn't matter. You're not going to know how. You're not going to know how. No one ever knows how. You don't know exactly how. You don't know if it's going to be the fourth person you talk to on, you know, next Tuesday, or if it's going to be the person you talk to in the cafeteria tomorrow. You don't know the how. You don't know the exactness of how your plan's going to work out. But if you believe that you can do it, and you actually take the actions, and you believe you're worthy, and you're not critical of others that have success, if you're grateful for all the resources and abundance in this world, knowing that any of us on here could have unlimited abundance at any point in time, if you know that, you're going to get there. And when you get there, you're going to be having a presentation just like this, where you're talking to other people that may be a little frustrated, that may be a little stuck in their head, that may be a little unsure of themselves. And you're going to make that difference. But it's only because you made the difference for yourself. You can't get access to large amounts of people and share a story if you haven't created that story. You got to create that story. You have the power to do it. And everything around you is swirling. It's swirling. You can't see it. You can't see all the resources swirling around you, begging you, reaching out to you. I want you to picture just a cloud of resources, a cloud of arms, a cloud of people grasping for you, trying to pull you up. Some of you, it's me. Some of you, it's me reaching out to you in that cloud. It's me saying, please just grab my hand. Please just hold on. Please come up these steps with me. But you can't see it because you don't believe you're worthy. You can't see it because you failed in the past and you don't want to feel that pain again. Just because you felt pain in the past doesn't mean you have to live in purgatory the rest of your life over that past failure. You don't have to do that. It isn't serving anybody. That past pain that you keep placing upon you, you keep piling that poundage, and as the years wear on, that poundage gets heavier. It's on your shoulders. Maybe it started out as, you know, 40 pounds. You could still walk around, you know, still have the same kind of posture, but it kind of nagged at you a little bit. As the years wore on, it got up to 60 pounds, then 70 pounds. 20 years from now, it'll be 500 pounds on your shoulder. And everything you look at is going to be negative. Release it. It's not serving you. It's not serving your spouse. It's not serving your children. It's not serving your family. It's not serving your country. It's not serving your community. It's not serving anybody. Let it go. You've paid the price. You don't have to continue paying the price the rest of your life. You can create a future that is free of that pain. You know, what does that mean? Well, Ray, are you saying that I'll never experience pain again? I'm not saying that. I'm saying stop living the damn pain you've already had. Stop living that pain. You may have new pain, and bless you if you do. If you get to experience new pain, doesn't mean you're living. Isn't that what it means? Doesn't it mean you're living? The ability to experience fresh pain. You're alive. Smell the air. See the butterflies. But get rid of that past pain. Stop letting it pile up on you. Stop letting it crush you down and keep you tiny, keep you small. You know, there's no squeaky little voice inside of you that's going to impact anyone else in this world. Let go of that pain. All of a sudden, you're 2 feet taller. All of a sudden, you can walk proud. All of a sudden, you can embrace and at least have the possibility of success in the future. At least you have that possibility. So, I just want you guys to know, I completely, unadulteratingly believe in each and every one of you. And I know that each and every one of us are we're here on this planet for a purpose. We're here to serve others. We're here to live our most unlimited potential. We're here to live an abundant, amazing life. And you are worthy of it. You've been pounded on. You've served your life sentence that's done. You've been pardoned. You don't have to keep living that pain. So do the things. Take the actions. Show how great you are because you are and you deserve it. Thank you guys. I really appreciate each and every one of you and look forward to seeing you very, very soon. And go out there and let's make a difference, guys. Thank you guys so much. Bye-bye.